Adults have been challenging the adolescent mind for many years, trying to figure out new ways to see if the younger generation is up to the test. They seem to have this idea that we won't be able to handle it in the real world. The graduating class of 2002 is the first class to have to complete both the basic standards and the whole higher profiles of learning. Since we are the first class to do this, we feel like guinea pigs. Nobody knows how this will end up. The higher profiles of learning are standards we have to complete in order to graduate. If we don't complete 24 standards by our senior year, we don't walk and receive our diploma. This is a pretty serious requirement. How serious are the students about it? Not very serious at all. For so long, we have been told that we need a certain amount of credits to graduate. So in our minds, that's all we think we need, because the schools still require us to get all of our credits and complete the standards. It's a little unfair to require all of this. Students could take all the classes that standards are taught in, but what if they were in a special course program at school that requires them to complete certain classes that standards do not fall into? How are we supposed to fit this all in? I think we need to stick with one or the other, standards or credits. If students knew that they were only taking the class to pass a standard, they'd be a lot more likely to pass the standard and take it seriously because that's the only reason they were taking that class. Another idea is that maybe we should lessen the load and slowly add to it. Instead of having our class complete 24 standards, we could complete 12 or 14. Then the next year's class could have one or two more added. That could continue until we reach the 24. That way, all the grades below us could have more time to prepare for the standards better. The people who are deciding these tests and standards don't know what's going on in the schools. What are the schools going to do when it's graduating time for us and more than half of our class isn't graduating? We need to change the higher standards somehow. The people who think our generation isn't capable of succeeding must not have been looking at the real students. Whoever doesn't think we can do it, think again. We're ready.